You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The assistant of Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, what was his name?
Yehoshua.
Yehoshua. It says that he was a Nar. Nar means?
Young man.
Young man. How old was he at the time? Take a guess. Five for a young man. You don't know how old he was? How old was he?
16.
Hazaka Baruch. Beautiful. He was 56 years old. Yeah, 56 years old. So now the question that is asked, how can you call a 56-year-old man as a young, a title of young? Now.
In his heart, he was young.
I'm sorry?
In his heart, he was young.
Beautiful. Hazaka Baruch. Very nice. So now here.
He was learning. It's like a young kid that excited to learn all the time.
Exactly. So now, the credit that is given to Yehoshua, Alav Shalom, that he would never leave his Rav, that was Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, even though that in three sessions, 40 days each time, the Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom had to bring the Torah and pray for Am Yisrael. Again, he had to go back and bring the second set of tablets. He stood by the mountain till he would come back. So now here, we learn a very interesting thing, and that is, the term Na'ar, it comes from Na'ar, how do you write it? Non Ayin Resh. What's the root of Na'ar? Er. Yeah, Er means it's orer, air.
Hazaka
Baruch. Air means awake. Lit orer means to be excited. So now our is a quality that Ribbono Shel Olam is very, very happy about the state that Am Yisrael could be found. So the Navi says, Kinar Yisrael ve'ohavo. Hashem says, because Am Yisrael, they always have the strength of a young man, no matter what age they are. You never seem tired, worn out. They always have such a joy. Nar, no, runs, jumps, never late, always excited. So here we see the Talmud Shah. The replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom is explained that he was now at age of 56. Now, there's a more difficult question here. So this description, we are informed when? Where were we informed? In what circumstances? Right? Where is it mentioned in the Torah? When? After Sinaf, golden calf. So now here they ask why we need to know that who was the assistant of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom at these circumstances. You know what state Am Yisrael they were going through? What was the condition? They were happy, not happy? It was a good. They worshipped the golden calf. Understand? No, after Moshe cleaned up everything. This disaster was a happy occasion or it was a
disastrous
occasion. So now here, Torah Tashas comes and teaches us, you know who was the replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom? Because even though at the most severe circumstance that Am Yisrael they went through, he was still still full of excitement. You didn't say, you know, look at this, what happened, what are we going to do, what's going to be? He had such a faith, emunah, full of excitement. And that's why he was honored to take the place of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. Why? Because that shows how exactly your emunah and bitachon to Ribono Shel Olam is, when everything is fine, you know, everything is accordingly, so obviously, so what is it to not be happy? What is it not to be full of excitement? But if things are not according to what you expect, and it's the other way around, so obviously it's going to warn you down. It's going to crush you, chas v'shalom. But that's exactly how the test is. The Torah actually is teaching us, you know who took the place of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom? Because even at the age of 56 years old, even at the time that Am Yisrael were going through such a difficult crisis, but still, he was full of joy and happiness. And that's what exactly the task of Yehuda is. The Chas V'Shalom, even though that feels, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to be, what I'm going to do, he has to still nar, air, awake. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. Nar Yisrael v'ohavo. Hashem says, if you like a nar, and you don't give up, and full of hope, you're a beloved of Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem Yizakenu, Tzalei.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.